Chapter 5. The Crawfords' Arrival. While Sir Thomas was still away in Antigua, changes took place in the neighbourhood which affected the young people at Mansfield Park. Henry and Mary Crawford came to live with their half-sister, Mrs. Grant, and her husband, Dr. Grant, the clergyman in the local church. The Grants lived only a short walk from Mansfield Park and were very friendly with the Bertrams. The two families met regularly but didn't usually eat together. Sir Thomas preferred quiet meals with his family. In his absence, however, it was different and the young people looked forward to inviting each other to dinner often.
"It'll be very enjoyable to have dinner with the Grants," said Julia to Maria. "And I'm looking forward to meeting Mary and Henry Crawford. Mrs. Grant says they're charming. I'm sure we'll like them."
Mary and Henry were the children of Mrs. Grant's mother and her second husband. Mrs. Grant had married and left home while Mary and Henry were still children. Not long after that, their mother died, and Mary and Henry went to live with their uncle and aunt, Admiral and Mrs. Crawford. Admiral and Mrs. Crawford had a comfortable home and were very kind to the young people. Unfortunately, however, the Admiral wasn't a moral man, and he and Mrs. Crawford weren't happy together. It was a poor example of marriage for the young people growing up in their home. Mary and Henry learned all about the pleasures of living in a wealthy home, but they didn't learn correct values for life. When Mrs. Crawford died, it was no longer suitable for Mary and Henry to live in the Admiral's house. Dr. and Mrs. Grant had no children of their own, and they were happy to offer Mary and Henry a home. They enjoyed the company of bright young people, and Mrs. Grant dreamed of helping Mary and Henry make good marriages. She planned to introduce them to suitable families in the neighbourhood, and she told them all about their neighbours at Mansfield Park. "The Bertrams are a fine family," she said. "I'm sure that you'll like them. I've always found the eldest son, Tom, very charming and polite, and of course, he'll inherit the property one day. Perhaps Mary will marry Tom, and Henry will choose one of the daughters. But we won't talk about that yet. We'll be happy to meet such a respectable family. I'm sure it will be a great pleasure. Don't you agree, Henry?" said Mary to her brother.
"I'm always happy to meet attractive young ladies," answered Henry with a laugh.
In the meantime, the young Bertrams were busy making plans to meet the Crawfords and to get to know them.
"We must visit our new neighbours as soon as possible," said Maria. "It's the correct thing to do, and our father would certainly approve." "Let's invite the Grants and the Crawfords to dinner," suggested Julia.
Their mother approved of the idea, and it was decided that they would visit the Grants the next day and invite them to dinner at Mansfield Park. When the young Bertrams and Crawfords met, they were very pleased with each other, and soon the two families were spending many happy days together. Although Mary had heard excellent things about Tom Bertram from Mrs. Grant, she was soon disappointed when she met him. Tom wasn't serious about anything, not even about Mary herself. She quickly lost interest in him and began to pay more attention to Edmund, who thought she was charming and attractive. He hadn't yet discovered that her values were very different from his. When Edmund discovered that Mary liked to ride but didn't have a horse, he asked Fanny for help. Fanny had her own horse and went riding every day.
"Fanny," said Edmund, "I know that you only ride for a short time each day. Mary hasn't got a horse, but she likes riding as much as I do. Would you lend her your horse for a few hours every day so that we can go riding together? We'll return in plenty of time for you to go riding yourself."
Fanny was jealous of Edmund's friendship with Mary and was unhappy about them being together so much, but she couldn't refuse. Unfortunately, Edmund and Mary sometimes enjoyed their rides so much that they didn't notice how long they had been out. By the time Edmund returned the horse to Fanny, it was too late for her to go riding.
It hurt Fanny very much that Edmund could forget his promises to her so easily. He seemed much more interested in his new friend than in her, but she didn't say anything to him. Although she was present when the two families met, Fanny was too timid to take part in their conversations. She preferred to sit quietly and watch the young people around her. She saw how friendly Maria and Julia were with Henry Crawford and didn't think it right that Maria smiled so much at Henry. It wasn't suitable behaviour for a young woman who was engaged to be married. Julia didn't like it either, but for another reason. She wanted Henry to look only at her, not at her sister. She spoke to Edmund about it. "Edmund," said Julia, "our new neighbour Henry is a charming, friendly young man, but you must tell Maria not to smile at him so much. He may misunderstand and think she's attracted to him. Perhaps he doesn't know that she's engaged to Mr. Rushworth."
"Don't worry, Julia," said Edmund. "I'm sure Henry will just think that Maria is being friendly.
However, I'll tell him about her engagement to Mr. Rushworth, in case he doesn't already know."